MTD Radio News, I'm Blake Ovard. Officials at the Waste Isolation Pilot Plant touted the facility's recent efforts they said increased safety among workers at the underground nuclear waste repository between Carlsbad and Hobbs. WIP disposes of transuranic nuclear waste via burial in an underground salt deposit about 2,000 feet deep. Officials pointed to just two reportable injuries to workers so far in fiscal year 2024, a shoulder strain and a knee strain reported in the underground in April. Officials said the facility is focused on slips, trips, and falls, which were the cause of the two incidences. A family member of Brent Sullivan described a filthy house where he was staying at the time of the 12-year-old Carlsbad boy's death from a fentanyl overdose in September of 21. Sullivan's grandmother, Kelly Smith, is on trial for child abuse in the 5th Judicial District Court in Roswell. Police said Smith and her daughter, Alexis Murray Smith, both admitted drug addicts, provided the fentanyl Sullivan was found overdosing on at Smith's house in Carlsbad. Smith was charged with one count each of intentional child abuse resulting in death and child abuse not resulting in death, as an infant was in the house at the time of Sullivan's death. Murray Smith, Sullivan's mother, was convicted on the same charges in September of 23. She was later sentenced to 18 years in prison, and she has appealed the conviction. And school has started, but there's still a way to beat the late summer heat with the City of Hobbs' second annual Splash Bash at City Park, noon to 4 p.m. this Saturday. There will be jump houses, DJ Alpine, water games, food trucks, and more. And not to leave out man's best friend, Hobbs will host Dog Days of Summer September 7th at the Del Norte Park Pool. It's the only time of year you can take a dip with your dogs at a public pool. And that's the way it is. For MTD Radio News, I'm Blake Ovard.